Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It is Allison Norman on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And it's that time of year again that you could try to be in a home by Christmas. So this is pretty classic for the Real Estate Hour, you know, that we start talking about getting you into a home by the end of the year, if not by Christmas. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to focus a little bit more on, but not just on getting into a home by Christmas, but I have been kind of focusing on that this last couple of weeks, because, you know, really, if you had plans in 2019 to get into a home, whether it be by Christmas or just, you know, sometime in 2019, you know, the time is now and we're running out of time. The typical escrow takes about 30 days and, you know, we can do it quicker. If you're cash, you can do it much quicker than that. But even, you know, we've got some great lenders here in town that can get you into a home and, you know, get through that whole loan process, which includes the appraisal and the full loan approval and all of that, you know, by in 15 days, 17 days. So it can be done, but you also have to factor into that. It's, you know, making sure you have enough time to also do your inspections, which are, you know, really important part of the process, the different inspections you want to have. So we've been covering the last couple of weeks, you know, kind of different loans. We talked about the USDA loan last week, the VA loan. Those are both no money down loans. And, you know, important to remember when we say no money down, there is some cost. You know, some of them, like the USDA, you can roll the down payment into the loan. You know, more common to do, and it's been tough in a really strong competitive market, is to ask for a credit for closing costs. You know, basically you're asking the seller to pay your closing costs. And, you know, when it's a real strong market where there's multiple offers coming in and you're saying, well, you know, and I'd also like some closing costs, it's really a hard offer to get accepted when you're competing with others. You know, there are some strategies to that. It, as our market has softened a little bit, you know, looking at a house that's been on the market longer, you know, that's been kind of lingering on the market, you're more likely to be able to get, you know, to tie in the closing costs. So maybe you're offering full price on a property that's been sitting for a while, but you're asking for maybe $10,000 back. So, you know, essentially in their mind, they're getting $10,000 less for their house. But if they've been sitting on the market for a while, then, you know, maybe that makes sense. Important things to know is you have to talk to your lender and be sure that you know the amount that you can get ask for in closing costs, because there is a percentage that they allow as a seller credit for your closing costs. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more. We're going to talk more about, you know, things, some strategies to get you in a home by the end of the year. But also, you know, as a seller, if you own a home, there's some, you know, there's some different processes, different strategies, different programs out there that allow you, that'll help you to sell your home as a contingency, you know, buy sell a home and buy a home at the same time. And it's always that kind of age-old, you know, question, what comes first, kind of like the chicken and the egg. What, you know, what do you do first? Do you sell and then you come in with an offer to buy, you know, then you go out and look for a house, or do you put an offer contingent on selling your home? There's you know, four or five different ways that you can do it. So we're going to cover that throughout the show. You know, some just kind of a lot of focus on buying today, but also selling? Because a lot of people and a lot of what when our, you know, our market has, we do have the inventory now, and we actually, the inventory is getting bigger. I was listening to a show on podcasts, it was a couple of years ago, and we were talking about having a really shortage of inventory, and there was like 400 and something, you know, listings, active listings, and now we're up, you know, over 1,000 in active listings. So we have the inventory now, but there's, you know, so there's things, so there's some strategies as a buyer that you can do, and as a seller, some things that you can do to get ready to sell your home. So we're kind of focus on that, and then I have a little bit of information about, you know, areas that people are moving to and why, and you know, there's a lot of kind of unease, unsure people, not really sure what they're doing right now, and it's really kind of I think, you know, made things everybody's taken a little breather. Not everybody, but a lot of people are in the market, whether it's buyer or sellers, like, you know, what exactly are we doing here? And you know, we've got the fire, you know, all of the fires that and the fire alert days, and then now with the PG&E and the PSPS, the what does that stand for? The power safety plan, power safety shutoff or whatever. But anyway, we all know what we're talking about. So, but that has, I think, become a factor in people thinking about. I actually had a buyer that decided not to buy. In we were in escrow during the fires and the power shut off, and she, you know, just started thinking about it and said, you know what, I'm crazy to buy in Santa Rosa right now. Now, obviously, that's not everybody's opinion, and it's just was this buyer was kind of scared off by it. But I think we're seeing that a little bit, and I think you know, there are some people thinking about selling, and so, you know, I think it's a good time to kind of take a look at, you know, kind of strategically look at the market, look at the value of your home, look at, you know, what your plans are long term, and does it make sense to sell now? And you know, there are people that are moving out of the area, but I have an interesting kind of a survey that was done, United Van Lines surveys their 110,000 families that are moving, with a simple survey that and a questionnaire that asks where are they moving and why. And so what's interesting is the top 10 in and out, California is nowhere on this list. So, you know, and I talked about that a few months ago. I think it was on another list that, you know, we talk about this mass exodus from California, but really we're not on the top list of in or out. We're kind of even. We have people moving in and we have people moving out, and that's kind of the nature of you know, just the world. Really, people move around, people change jobs, you know, people die, and homes need to be sold, and you know, so it's an interesting list of where people are moving in and out and why. So I'm going to talk about that also, and I think I'll cover that when we get back from the break, and then we'll kind of dive into this contingent sale, buyer seller, you know, which do you want to be first, a buyer or a seller, and can you do it all at the same time? Do, you know, and there's strategies for that. So if my clock is right, we're gonna take a break, and then we'll come back. So this is Allison Norman, it's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, here on KSRO. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about buyers, sellers, where's everybody moving to, what's going on in real estate here on the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first.
Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO. And, you know, don't forget, you can go to KSRO.com and listen to podcasts. They're usually up within a, you know, within an hour after the show. Joe's pretty good about getting that up there real quick. And you can go back years. Like I said, I was listening to one from a couple of years ago, and it's interesting to hear what's happening in the market, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. But it goes back to, what did I find? It went back to 3 years, I think, 2016. Old Mike Kelly shows, you know, a lot of it isn't relevant anymore, but it's just interesting to listen to and kind of see what was happening at the time. And some things in real estate really never change. So, you know, it's interesting. So, but if you want to listen to last week's show, that's there too. So, that's, KSRO.com. And then you go to shows and then ask the expert and you'll find Allison Norman /real estate. And that is me. And the Real Estate Hour. So, anyway, so thanks for joining us every Sunday morning. And you can probably hear my voice. I still have a cold, so I'm still a little, I don't know, this is a lingering cold. It's just dragging me down. So we're gonna work our way through it. Want to also mention, Joe, I forgot to mention, we are the pregame show.
We are.
For the Raiders.
The Raiders are at the Jets. That'll start at 10 o'clock. Big game for the Raiders. If they win this game, they'll tie for first place with Kansas City in the NL. No, it's the AFC West. Kansas City's off today, and guess who the Raiders play next week? So they got to be careful. They should beat the Jets. They're favored to beat the Jets, but it's one of those games they better not be overlooking the Jets. So
yeah, don't
it
be,
starts at 10 o'clock.
Don't be too confident, right? That gets people in trouble every time. And whether it be a sports team or any of us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be too sure of yourself. Anyway, so I want to talk a little bit about this. There's this survey that United Van Lines, you know, obviously not the only moving company in the United States. There's a lot of them, but they do a survey. So this is based on their customers that, you know, are moving in and out. They do, you know, of different cities and why. They do a just a simple survey and questionnaire, and they ask all of their clients where they're moving and why. And so, you know, they've come up with this list. And what I thought, you know, is interesting is California, we hear about this mass exodus of California, and, you know, really we're not even on this list. So, and I've seen other lists. This is, you know, obviously just one moving company, but, you know, there are other lists. There's moving.com does a survey, NAR, National Association of Realtors, also has you know, a survey and information. So this is just, you know, one that I found through United Van Lines, and I just thought it was interesting that California is not on the list. And we do have, you know, there's a lot of talk of everybody moving out because of the high price of homes, you know, cost of living, the you know, lack of housing, and all of the problems that go along with that. But we do still have people moving into California, you know, just as much as they are moving out. So really didn't show up on this top 10 list. But so moving in, people that are places that are moving to and why. Number 10 on the list is Wisconsin. A total of 3,285. And this is, I think, all of 2018. Obviously, they'll have a new report come out sometime in 2019. Percentage of people moving out was I'm looking at the wrong list. Like I said, I have a cold. I'm a little off. So these are people moving out. Sorry, Wisconsin. Oh, no, I don't think so. I think they've got it written wrong. So I have this on my list. So Wisconsin is number 10, and Wisconsin's economy is driven by manufacturing, agriculture, and healthcare. The state is also the nation's leading producer of cheese. We knew that with Wisconsin, the cheese heads, right? The job outlook has improved dramatically to roughly the U.S. average versus number 49 earlier in the decade. So, you know, people are moving into Wisconsin for that reason. Kentucky is number, Utah is number 9. Utah is well known for its winter activities and tourism, which has soared since 2002 Winter Olympics. Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints is a big reason that some, you know, people move to that state. And that's why people are moving to Utah. Kentucky is best known for its horse racing, bourbon distilleries, automobile manufacturing, tobacco, and college basketball. Horse racing is a $4 billion industry in the state of Kentucky. Kentucky Derby run for the roses generates more than $400 million annually. So it has a great economic impact for Kentucky, and more than 500 motor vehicle-related facilities and employ 100,000 workers. So that's why Kentucky is number 8 on the list of where people are moving to. Ohio is number 7. Manufacturing financial services account for the largest sector of Ohio's $684 billion gross state product. It's home to 49 of the 1,000 largest public and private companies in the United States. Number 6 is Massachusetts. And they have business costs, including labor, energy, and taxes, are the highest of the 48 contiguous states. Only Hawaii is higher. So that's number 6 is Massachusetts. Number 5 is Kansas. I'm going to just go through these more quickly. Number 4 is Connecticut. So these are states people are moving into, the most people. Number 3 is New York. New York City dominates the economy of the state as a leading center of advertising, banking, finance, media, and publishing in the U.S. If New York were a country, the state's $1.7 trillion economy would be the 11th largest in the world after Canada. So that's one of the reasons, or, you know, just the economy of New York. You know, obviously a lot of business, a lot of financial reasons. Although I've heard, you know, New York has got the same problem as us, obviously, with the high cost of living, housing, and all of that. But they are the number 3 of where people are moving to currently. New Jersey is number 2. Economy is centered on pharmaceuticals, financial services, telecommunications, food processing, and tourism. It also benefits as a bedroom community for both Philadelphia and New York. So a lot of people that can't afford to live in New York are living in New Jersey, right across the river. Number 1 places that people are moving to is Illinois. It is home of 69 of the 1,000 biggest companies in the U.S. by revenue, fourth most among states, including Boeing, Abbott Labs, Caterpillar, and Kraft Foods. However, the net migration cost remains high, and projected population growth is negative, although they are number 1 on the list. So those are people moving out. That's where people are moving to. They're moving out of. You know, I'm all messed up on this thing. Let me tell you that. Oh my gosh, it's the cold. I'm blaming it on the cold. Those are the reason why people are moving out. And I got my list backwards. So the places people are moving in, I'll just go through quickly. The reason that caught my attention is I know that Oregon, Nevada, Washington, I'm surprised Arizona's not on this list, but number 10, top places people are moving to. So, gosh, you guys, I'm sorry. Erase everything I just said about. Those were all the places people are moving out of. The places to meet people are moving into. Number 10 is Alabama. Number 9 is Colorado. Number 8 is North Carolina. Number 7 is South Carolina. And I know Greenville in South Carolina, I know an agent there who, they're just really doing a lot of great stuff, South Carolina. A lot of people moving in there. If you're interested on Greenville, South Carolina, it seems like a really nice place to live. Number 6, Washington State. Number 5, South Dakota. Number 4, Nevada. Number 3, Idaho. Number 2, Oregon. Number 1, Vermont. So number 1, Vermont is the number 1 place people are moving to. And that kind of surprises me. But anyway, the reason I brought this up really is that it's interesting that California isn't on this list either by moving in or moving out. And a lot of the reason people are moving into different places, obviously, you know, quality of life and cost of living are the major factors, you know, a lot, and job, you know, job availability. So, you know, if you are looking to move in or out of any of these areas, I do have a huge network, not just through Keller Williams, but through, you know, National Association of Realtors, through connections that I've made throughout the years with other agents. We do an awful lot of networking at different events, and it is a part of a realtor's business model, a lot of us anyway, to include referral business into that. So, and knowing realtors in other areas all over the country allows us, you know, if you are thinking about making a move, kind of being a you know, being able to help you on this end of it and getting yourself ready to move or coming in, getting ready to buy, but then being able to offer an agent that we know, that I know and I've worked with, that I know will take good care of you on the other end. Whether that's in, you know, across the country or around the world, you know, chances are that I either know or can find you a great agent in those areas. So, anyway, so that's a big part of the process of when you are making a move and when you are making, you know, thinking about buying or selling. You know, kind of factor that in is, you know, are you, you know, going to stay in California? Or are you going somewhere else? Or if you're out of the country or out of the state, you know, it's kind of just another piece of it is thinking about that buy and sell. And we're going to talk when we're going to go to the news pretty soon. But when we come back, we'll talk about the buy and sell, and I promise to make more sense of that. And I'm sorry I got that backwards, but so the bottom line is there's people moving in and out all the time, and a lot of times it does include having a house to sell on the other end, and that really there's a lot of strategy around that where you need to think about whether you're going to, you know, if you have the means, you know, to where you can just hang on to the house you're sitting in, you can qualify for a loan, or you have, you know, the cash reserves to just outright, you know, go and buy another house. And then take your time getting the house, once you've moved out, to do any repairs that are needed, get it on the market, you know, vacant, maybe stage it, you know, and sell it without the pressure of having to be a contingent sale. So that's one way to do it. But if you can't do that, then there's some other ways that you can strategically buy a house while you still own a house. And it's called a contingent sale, and there's a whole process to it, and there's some different strategies and different ways to do it so that you're going to, you know, not end up homeless, essentially, you know. And that's the biggest fear is of somebody, you know, a couple of things that people, they don't want to have to show their house while they're living there. But the other thing is, if they're going to sell their house now, what if I can't find a house? You know, now I'm going to have to get out and I have to buy something else. It's a real sticking point for some people. So we're going to talk about when we come back, how to buy a house while you still own a house. And I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the news.
If only
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has officially announced he's entering the race for president.
At this point in the race, some undecided voters were hoping the crowded field would narrow down by now.
A lot of them have very similar positions, so it's really hard.
Bloomberg does have to win over undecided voters, but he doesn't need their cash. He would plan on self-funding his campaign. His advisor tells me he has never accepted a single dollar in political contributions and has no plans on starting that now.
ABC's Rachel Scott questions about how he'll navigate his wealth in the Democratic field have already begun to swirl. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer is denying rumors that he threatened to resign if the president intervenes in the case of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Gallagher was acquitted of war crime charges in the murder of an ISIS captive in Iraq, but he's still under review to decide whether or not he'll be expelled as a SEAL. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has just been released from the hospital after being admitted on Friday with chills and fever. I'm Linda Lopez.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Frederick George Wilson, better known as Rick Wilson.
Drawing a straight line of command in the conspiracy right back to Donald Trump. Not a great day for Team Don in terms of trying to say that the scheme and the program didn't exist.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO. With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Showers and rain for later this week. Today, though, blue skies at 69 degrees, 58 along the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 38, 42 on the shores. Some clouds do come in for tomorrow, high of 66, 59 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, the rain and showers begin, high of 53, on and off showers for the next several days. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we're talking about getting you into a home by Christmas, because it is that time of the year to get you into a home by Christmas. We were talking about, you know, places to move and places people are going and leaving and all of that. But, I want to talk about here in town. What are people doing? And actually, it's not always here in town, because maybe somebody's moving from another part of the country. I actually have a buyer client right now who has a house on the market in Staten Island in over New York. And she would like to buy a house here, but we're waiting at least until her property is in escrow before really getting serious about looking for a property here. A lot of times that it gets tricky, and it's really kind of a personal decision on what makes sense for you and your family, what to do first. And there is a real fear of putting your house on the market, especially, you know, when the market's a little weird. I don't know. The market's always weird. So it's just weird in a different way. But so, you know, things have slowed down a little bit, and there are some, you know, homes that are lingering on the market. But at the same time, there's, you know, buyers that are looking and just not finding that right property. And I think, you know, I've got a couple of buyers that, I don't want to say they're being picky, but they, you know, they're being selective, and they're being, you know, I think buyers are being a little more It's a big expense, and our prices are really up at the top right now, to where it you really put a lot more thought into what you're buying. So somebody doesn't want to spend $1 million or $800,000 or even $500,000 on a house that isn't really the right house for them. So there are a lot of buyers that are being much more selective than we've seen in other years. I think, at least me personally. Although there are more homes on the market than there have been in years past. So, and a lot of times that's why, if there's more homes on the market, you can be more selective. But so the biggest, I think the biggest concern people have, if they own a home but they want to buy a home, is that they're going to sell their house, no problem, and then they're not going to find the replacement home, and now they're going to be, stuck without a home. So, sometimes you'll sell a home and ask for a rent back. I mean, say, we'll sell our house to you, but we need a 60-day rent back. So you're not going to make it contingent on finding a replacement property, but you're going to say, yes, I'll take your offer. Yes, I'll sell you my house, but I need, a 30 or 60-day rent back or whatever is negotiated. And a lot of times a buyer on the other end of that sale says, fine, I'm in a rental. I'm on a month-to-month lease. I'm in no hurry. I really want your house. So I'll give you that 30-day. It can't, if you're getting a loan and you're buying a house and you're giving somebody a rent back, technically you cannot do more than a 60-day rent back, because now you're considered an investor and you're not getting an investor loan, which is a higher interest rate. Although I had a buyer one time where they were fine giving the rent back. It was going to be more than 60 days, and they actually got the loan as an investment loan. Because it just made, they really wanted the house and it made sense to them. And then they were able to refinance out of that. They were in a loan that I think it was a no-cost kind of refi to roll it in, but to keep it within the law and away from being lender fraud, you want to make sure it's no more than 60 days of a rent back. But that, that's one way to do it, and then you're not contingent on selling that home. And so what you can do, the other thing to do, if you are still not comfortable with that and you still think, well, now, so okay, fine, I'm going to get a 60-day rent back, but what happens at the end of 60 days if I don't find that replacement home? Now I'm homeless, for some sellers, they're still not okay with that. So, the solution to that is to put your house in the market contingent on finding a replacement property. And you're really in the driver's seat on that, is saying, you basically, if you don't find the right property, even if you're in escrow, so you find a buyer, you put your house in the market, it's contingent on you finding a replacement home. And it says that they have to, note that in the MLS, the multiple listing service, that, says it's contingent on them finding a replacement home. And when you write an offer on the property, there's that huge contingency of that, if they don't find an appropriate, replacement home in their mind. And there's not really a lot of terms that say what this home has to be. It's just, if they don't find the right house, they can say, I'm sorry, but we're not going to sell. And so the reason this is a bit of a hard sell, especially in a market that is a little bit soft, is that, if I've got, if I'm a buyer and I have, say five homes that I can go look at, and I maybe want to consider putting an offer on, and I've got your house sitting here that says, sure, I'll take your offer, but if I decide not to sell, I can back out. Even if you've gone in and done all of your inspections and done all of, your loan and the appraisal, and you've put some money into this process, they can back out, And so there's ways to write it in there where you say, I'm not going to put any money, I'm not going to do any inspections, or I want you to do the inspections, seller. As a buyer, I'm not going to put any money into this property until you have removed that contingency, and then I'll move forward and do my inspections. And I have my contingencies in place, which are my inspection, my loan, my appraisal, the NHD, the insurance, and all of that. So you can, everything is negotiable in real estate. So, if if everybody wants to make it work, we can make it work. And so putting it contingent on finding a replacement property can work, but it makes you a less desirable listing to where, like I said, if there's, you know, four or five or even one other property that, you know, you're weighing the two, which one do I like better? Well, I think I like the one that I don't have to have that chance of the seller backing out. And that's not necessarily the case every time. It just makes you a little bit less desirable. And then on the other end of that, as a seller selling a property contingent on finding a replacement property, while you're finding that replacement property, the offers that you put in on the replacement property are a contingent on you selling your house. And so that means that you're going to put an offer in on a property and you have X amount of days to get your property into escrow. So on the other, you know, the other side of that, now you're a buyer saying, you know, I want to buy your house, but I have this other house to sell. And it's tricky, but and this is where communication between agents comes in really, really handy, and it's really good. And if we all work together, you can definitely make it work. And I actually just closed an escrow where, they were contingent. The buyer was contingent on selling a house, and in our case, they were just getting their house on the market. They didn't have an offer already. My sellers really took a chance on these people to get their house in escrow in X number of days and get it sold in another X number of days, and we gave them 60 days to sell. And I think 17 days, which is pretty standard, to get it into escrow. And it worked. And we closed escrow and everybody was happy and it was all good. And in this case, it was a property that had been sitting for a little while in the market and the sellers were really ready to go. I think if it had come in the day we came on the market or even, the first couple of weeks that we came on the market, I don't think they would have been as eager to take or is willing to take a contingent offer. But so there's a lot of strategy involved and a lot of talking back and forth with agents. You want to make sure that your agent is looking at what is this property they have to sell. Or if it's a seller that is selling contingent on finding a replacement property, how realistic are they? Are they just kind of, did they find their perfect home? And they want to make sure they can close escrow on it. And that's the only reason they're selling is because they found the perfect replacement property already. Or are they really just done with this house? They need to sell. They really don't know what they're looking for. They want a million-dollar house for $800,000. Do you really want your buyers as a buyer, do you really want to get into that situation? So it really comes down to a lot of communication between buyer and seller, and a lot of really kind of understanding what the whole process is, and then everybody working together to get it done. And it definitely can get done, and I don't want to scare you away from that, but there is a way to buy while you have a house still, and it can be either either you're going to put it on the market. A lot of times, to take an offer that is contingent on them selling their home, you're in a much better place if you are already in escrow. So now you put your house on the market, you get an offer. Now that you're in escrow, you are going to go out and look for homes. And now you can say, I'm giving you this contingent offer. It is contingent on me selling my home. However, I already have a buyer in place. We're closing, next week, or we're closing in 2 weeks, or, if you have an escrow, you put your house on the market, you got a buyer, they did all their inspections, they've got loan approval, they have appraisal done, they've removed all their contingencies, you're closing in 2 weeks, you're a really solid offer, to compete against other offers. You still, there still is that little bit of a chance that there could be, something could go wrong. And they've got that contingency in place that says, if I don't sell my house, I don't have to buy your house. And I don't have to have any other reason than the fact that I couldn't sell my house, you know, so that's what a contingency of sale is. On the flip side of all of this, and I think we're going to take a little break. When we come back, let's talk about some other options so that you're not contingent. And that involves, you know, selling your home first. And what does that look like? We talked a little bit about it, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that when we get back. So we'll take a break. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're working on getting you into a home for Christmas or getting you moved by the end of the year. We'll be right back after the break.
KSRO, on air, online, and now available on all leading smart speakers, including Google Home. Just say, okay, Google, play KSRO. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. Around the county, around the country. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back, and I'm sorry. I'm still, you know, I am fighting off this cold that just won't go away, and I'm a little off today, I think. But anyway, so here we are, and we're talking about getting your home sold, or buy a home before the end of the year, or Christmas time. And here we are, and you know, Thanksgiving is this week. We were just talking about with Joe, and oh my gosh, I better get busy figure out what we're doing for Thanksgiving. I have a small family here in town, so we don't usually do a big, huge thing. But it's nice to, you know, get out and be with the family, have the day off. And so, you know, and if you're traveling this week, good luck to you. I heard it's supposed to be a really busy, they're predicting busy, you know, record crowds at the airports and people, more comfortable about traveling, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so, but if you are going to visit family, travel safe and enjoy your week with family, and then get back to looking for homes when you get back or getting your house ready. We had a caller that called in during the break, and I'll see if I can help. This is Alex from Pengrove. Good morning, Alex.
Oh, hello.
Hello. We have you on air.
I'm sorry. I think there's a problem with the phone. I'll try calling back in a minute. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no worries. Oh, I could hear him fine. But I think he had the radio on. So maybe he was getting an echo. Tell him to turn the radio. Anyway, Alex had a question about a trailer park that he inherited that he wants to figure out what to do with. So we're going to talk again about, until he calls back, about buying, selling, the different strategies. So, you know, we were talking about, selling or not really selling until you find the house to buy and the different strategies for that. But a better position, if you can get yourself into this position, is to buy first and then sell. And so there's different ways you can do that. If you have the money in the bank, just, you know, go buy another house and then get your house ready to sell. You know, that would be nice if we could all do that. If not, though, there are bridge loans. There's hard money loans. There's these iBuyer programs, which is something I think we'll cover on another day, because it's this, you know, huge, you know, 500-pound elephant in the room that we haven't really talked about, is there are iBuyer programs. Keller Williams, a company I work with, as an agent for, it actually has kind of jumped into this iBuyer program, and it's something you need to be very careful for. And that's why I want to cover it on a whole show, really talking more about what it is, and, you know, Zillow and OfferPad and Open Door, and now Keller Williams. I think Coldwell Banker is looking into it as well, and Redfin I think has joined in with Open Offer I think. But anyway, you know, it is something, a strategy, if you need to quickly sell, if you found that for perfect property, they will not allow you to put in a contingent offer. They're not willing to do that. You know, maybe look at iBuyer, but the things you need to be careful with the different iBuyer programs is they have a very high cost. And it's essentially like an investor coming knocking on your door saying, you know, I want to buy your house. They want a discount. They have really high fees. They are higher than what you're going to pay a traditional real estate transaction and commission. They have a high repair allowance and, you know, so you just need to really weigh the options, and you know, it's just another strategy. If it's going to get you into this dream home, that the only way you can be the offer that gets accepted on this home is to have the money already, not have a house, not have to sell contingent, or I'm sorry, not have to buy contingent, then maybe that outweighs the higher cost of this iBuyer program. So it's something we'll talk about, and, you know, maybe we'll see how next week is. But I think I need to commit more than the next 8 minutes to that program and really explain it. But it is an option. And then, you know, hard money is another one. And again, hard money, you've got some costs associated with that, but you can get a loan, the hard money loan, or a chunk of money to offset the amount of maybe money that you have in the bank to put an offer in on this property that you found and you want to buy. And then once you get your house purchased and you're all settled in, then you can get your, you know, the previous home that you still own. And then you do what you need to do, get it on the market and not sell it at a discount. You know, sell it at market value. And a bridge loan is similar, the same thing that banks, there's a lot of lenders that offer bridge loans. And it's basically just exactly what it says, it's a bridge loan. It's a loan on the new property based on the equity of your old property. You know, equity that you have, and then money that you have in the bank, and, you know, however, there's a lot of different formulas that go into this, but you're basically getting a loan temporarily until you sell the other home. And say you have, you know, $500,000 in equity on the home you're selling, it's basically you can access it ahead of time. And you take that money, you put it on the new purchase. You get your new house, you get yourself all settled in, and then you put the other house on the market. It's now vacant. It's easy to show. It is, you know, maybe you stage it. It's a much easier, much less stressful way to sell your home if you're trying to sell a home and then buy a home. Like I said, it can be done to do this selling contingent on finding a replacement property or buying contingent on selling your home. They can be done and they work really well. I just closed one and everything really came through it. And it all happened in the middle of the fires and the insurance and the, you know, hoping neither of the houses burned down during the fires, and, you know, we all made it through. So, you know, and that was a tough situation, but, you know, it can go, It can work. But if you don't want to deal with that and you don't like stress, you know, look into getting a bridge loan, hard money loan, or look into, you know, this iBuyer program. And like I said, just be very careful. And all of these have costs. So you weigh the costs of, you know, does it make sense to spend that money or lose some of the money or lose some of the equity in your home in order to get this, you know, dream home that you've found that you just have to have, you know, so... Yeah, does it outweigh the other? You know, so those are some strategies. I'm glad to go over all of that with you and kind of see what makes more sense. You know, and the other thing is don't rely just on Zillow or, you know, one of the others that, you know, where you go online and put in your address and they say, oh, your home is worth, you know, $600,000. Or you see the house next door that just sold for whatever. That doesn't necessarily mean that's how much your house is going to go for. If you live in a suburban neighborhood, cookie cutter homes where there's maybe three different models, and that same model on the corner just sold for that price, it'll give you a good ballpark idea. But do you know, have they updated the house? Have they... you know, what condition is, what kind of repairs are needed? Do they have a new roof? Do they have, solar? Have they added, you know, there's a lot of different things that online valuation, you know, algorithm doesn't know. They don't know that. They just know square footage. And then if you have a country property, forget it. You can't rely on that because they have no idea what, you know, they're not even giving value to the land. They're giving value to the size of the house. And only the size of the house, maybe the age of the house. Talk to a realtor. Or get an appraisal. If, you know, you can pay an independent appraiser. It's, you know, maybe $500, give or take. And get an appraiser. But a realtor will come out for free and do... a market analysis for you, and you know whether, and I'm glad to do that. And whether you end up using me or not, you know, let's talk about your options and talk about, you know, one, the value of your home. And it's really hard because I get calls sometimes from people who want to know what the value of their home is, and it's just like the same with a lender. They get a call saying, you know, what's the interest rate? You know, I want to buy a house. What is my interest rate? What do I qualify for? And I don't know until I see. You know, a lender doesn't know until they see your whole package. You know, how much money do you make? What is your credit score? What are the risk factors? How long have you been at your job? You know, in my case, it's, you know, well, you know, what does your house look like? What updates have you done? You know, I can look at where it is and base it on, you know, square footage, number of bedrooms, and I can be like an online valuation and give you a ballpark, but that's really not what you want. What you want is somebody to come out to your house, take a look at your property and say, you know, if you were to put your house on the property, this is what I think you could sell it for. And so, you know, we do that for no charge. We'll go out there and give you a valuation. At the same time, kind of talk about what different options, different things you can do. You know, and the other thing I hear a lot of people, you know, that have a house to sell, and interesting, this iBuyer program, one reason they say, kind of their number one reason why buyers or why sellers use them is because they don't want the hassle of having to, you know, pack up the kids and the dogs and go out for a walk every time somebody wants to show their property. And, you know, my response to that is really you're in charge of that. As a seller, you can say, you know, when, if you have a kid that naps every day from 2 to 3 o'clock, then you don't show the property that time. And you say, you know, you can see it between this or on these days, or the easier you make it to see, the better, but you're in charge of that, you know. And so that's all the stuff that we can talk about if I come out and take a look at your house. Let me give you out my number. And we had Alex on the phone. Somehow we had a bad signal, so he's gone. Alex, if you want to give me a call. My number is 707-799-3617. 707-799-3617. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll be more. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your week and enjoy your time with your family. And we'll see you next week and get you into a home by the end of the year. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Have a great week.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And we joined the Raiders and Jets broadcast in progress. You haven't missed the opening kickoff. It's about ready to start.
Heads is the call. It is tails. New York, we win the toss. Defer with the ball.
Yep.
Okay. Just like that. Okay.
So the